Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 104 of the JB Sism Show. Today, we're talking about staying focused when we have no motivation. I want to talk about work-life balance, and we're going to be talking about how we can have the strength to get everything we need done. Okay, Dave, kick the show off.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And taking everything to the next level is exactly what I love to do each and every week here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, thank you for tuning in to today's show. This is where you come to get the tools you need to transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has given you. Well, my friends, work and life balance, it sure feels like a dream to some and definitely a myth to other people, but we all have these great ideas. We're trying to write these books or do this blog, or maybe even you have a podcast that you are right knee deep in the middle of. But besides that, we have these ideas, and when push comes to shove, we don't feel we have the strength to get it done. We feel like it's just out of our reach. Well, in today's episode, I want to peel back the layers of self-doubt, help us create the life that we want, but it's going to take sitting down, creating a plan, and pressing on to tomorrow. Well, my friends, this is going to be a fun episode. I can't wait. This show begins right now. And sitting down behind the microphone again, it is Wednesday morning. It is Tuesday morning here in the Sism Enterprise studio, and I'm recording this in the morning. That like never happens. I record a lot of times at about 10 o'clock at night on a Tuesday. The episode goes live on a Wednesday, mainly because I'm getting stuff ready for work and I'm getting my daughter up, and mornings just get busy. And then Fridays, I just haven't gotten recording done on Fridays. Probably should do that when Amelia is taking her nap. Might not be a bad idea for me to do. But if you are a dad, if you're a mom, you understand. Children, they just kind of take over your life. And they make you very tired. I can't tell you how many sleepless nights that I've had just because I go to bed late because I'm trying to get other things done, and then I wake up early, and so, well, maybe not sleepless nights. I sleep pretty good, I guess, but I wake up incredibly exhausted. I wake up tired. I wake up not very refreshed these days, but I think that's going to eventually pass. I think that's going to come to an end here, and if I actually take some of my own advice and I put a plan together and I execute that plan, I think I'm going to start seeing some success. And that's kind of what we're talking about today. We're talking about this idea of work-life balance. And my wife and I were talking about this, I don't know, week or two ago, that work-life balance is a good idea. You want that work-life balance. And it was funny, I was watching an episode of Supergirl. I don't know if you've watched the TV show Supergirl on the CW, but they just ended season 2, and on episode 1, which was an awesome episode because Superman was in the episode. I love Superman. Well, Cat Grant gave Kara Danvers, aka Supergirl, an ultimatum. She goes, "You can either keep being my piddly little assistant, but you're going to need to make a decision here, and you need to find a different job within the company." Well, Kara, she didn't quite know what to say, so she said, "Well, what about marketing? Marketing sounds like a good place for me to be. The website says, You know, it has good work-life balance, and, you know, that's important to me. Cat Grant kind of gives her this cross-eyed look and says, Kara, a calling you cannot find on a website by reading the words there. A calling is born from within. A calling you have to pull up from the inside. And I thought that was so incredibly powerful. I thought those words were exactly what Kara needed to hear in the Supergirl show, because she eventually found her calling as a reporter. Shocking, I know. But I think what Cat Grant is saying there, a calling is birthed from within. You can't just make up a calling. You can't just say, this is what I believe God has called me to do. This is what I believe I'm supposed to do with my life. And if we try to force things to happen, it's never going to happen. But if we don't take an active role in our life, nothing is going to happen either. And so you can either try to force a calling and not see it happen, or you can try to do nothing at all, hoping that your dreams will come a reality. And the thing is that this idea of self-doubt really hampers us and kind of brings us to this point where we don't know what direction we're going. Self-doubt is actually a limiting belief. It stops you in your tracks and it keeps you from moving forward. And it creates this idea within our minds that we aren't worthy to do what our dreams want us to do. It makes us feel less than. And so, you know, what really happens is doubt keeps us from moving forward. And so if you have this dream of writing a blog or writing a book, you know, starting that blog, writing a book, or maybe starting a podcast, or maybe your dream is to start a business and you have this idea, I want to be an eBay business seller, or I want to be an Amazon seller, or I want to start an affiliate website where it's a very niched site, it's on baseball, and I have a passion about baseball because my kids are in baseball, and so I want to create an affiliate website so that people can buy all of their equipment through my website, and I make a commission on that. You know, so whatever your passion is, if we don't take an active role in our life, and we don't take this active idea and we move on it, it's never going to happen. And this doubt that we're never going to succeed, this doubt that we're going to fail at every turn, is a limiting belief. It limits you from moving forward. It limits you from seeing your future realized. And I can tell you that from so many times in my own life where I feel inept at doing something, or I feel inadequate, and I don't feel like I am the person that has the voice necessary for the message that I have on my heart. And if you know me, and if you've been listening to this podcast, my heart's desire is to help people get the tools they need so they can take the God-given dreams that they have been birthed with, make it a reality, so that they can succeed in their family, their ministry, and their life. And so my whole goal is work-life balance. And that's why I say I'm your personal writing coach, because I want to help you create this well-rounded person with inside of you. And I can't tell you how many times I feel that my message falls just short of the ears that need to hear it. And sometimes I feel that I record these episodes and I get no traction. Or sometimes I feel that the message that I have is going to fall on deaf ears. And maybe that's a product of my own doing, and because maybe I feel that I am inept at making it a reality. Now, I know it's a self-doubt. I know it's a limiting belief that I have within my own life. And if I hold true to that self-doubt and I hold true to that limiting belief, I'm going to stay stuck at where I'm at, and I'm never going to see the growth in my online endeavors that I want to see. So self-doubt, it keeps us from moving forward. It keeps us from taking action. And I think this is why it's so important for us to reaffirm our goals. Because if you have this idea, so let's take, for instance, you want to write a book. You have it inside of you to write a book, which I'm in the process of writing my third novel right now. There's one novel I've been dabbling in, and it's kind of on the back burner. There's another one that came forward and is writing a lot easier, so I'm deciding to go with that book right now. And so I'm writing my third book right now, and my second novel. I said third novel before, but I meant my second novel, my third book. And this book is actually going to become a series. And so I'm kind of structuring it similar to like a television show. So it's going to be a shorter book, but it's going to create a full, well-rounded TV kind of series just in book format. So I'm really kind of excited about it. And hopefully in the next few months, I'll be able to send a copy of it to my editor and have my editor go over it. I also have another book that I have finished. It's a children's book, and I want to get that edited, and I need to get an illustrator. So that probably will be another year before the children's book is out. The other one will probably be anywhere from 6 to 8 months before that book is out. But the goal is by the end of the year to have at least one more book published, which means it would be about every 3 years. 3 years? No, every 2 years that I am publishing a book. So that's a pretty good pace. I'd like to kind of pick it up and write even more. And the thing is, I have this goal and this idea that I want to be a best-selling Amazon author. I want to be a best-selling author. And I mean, if I'm ever on the New York Times bestseller list, I would do a dance in the street. I'd be like David, you know, praising the Lord, because it is something that is in my heart. It's a dream that I have. And the thing is, I just have to keep pressing forward. So this is where reaffirming your goals, not self-doubt. I almost said self-doubt. But reaffirming goals. And so if you have a dream, what you have to do, you have to just take that dream and you need to write it down. Now, one of the applications that I use to write down my dreams, write down my goals, is Evernote. Now, end of last year, beginning of this year, I wrote down a lifestyle statement. I wrote down my big overall arching dreams that I want to accomplish in life. And one of the things was I want to be a best-selling author. I want to be a successful online businessman. And I had to write these down. I had to get them on paper, because if I keep the dreams inside my head, they're going to stay there. And I'm never going to be able to articulate them. And so one of the things that I need to do, and I haven't done this yet, but one of the things I need to do is actually start putting down proposition statements for each of my goals, each of my dreams. And you may be saying, well, what the heck is a proposition statement? Well, if you take a look at the About page on my website, look at the right-hand side, there's a little About column, takes you to my About page. You go to jbsism.com/about. You can find it there as well. But one of the things that I have articulated is my messaging for jbsism.com. And so if I was at a cocktail party, if I was at I don't go to bars, but if I was to be at a bar and somebody said, Jason, what do you do? Well, I'm a pastor, I'm a blogger, and I'm an author. I help worn out and overwhelmed writers, business, and church leaders. Stay motivated with clarity so they can get the tools that they need, find their voice, and succeed in their family, their ministry, and their life. That's my propositional statement. So I'm a pastor, blogger, and author. I help overwhelmed and worn out writers, church, and business leaders find their voice, stay motivated with clarity, so they can succeed in their family, their ministry, and their life. If you can take just a couple of minutes and you can navigate that and you can say, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is what I eat, breathe, and drink every day, you're going to have a very clear understanding of where you're headed. And this is why I'm saying you have to reaffirm your goals. You have to say, this is my goal, and this is what I'm going to do to get them done. So write down your goals. Take a couple of minutes and say, this is my goal. I need to know where I'm headed. This is when I need to see my goal completed. You know, don't get too hung up on the details yet, but just write down, this is my goal. I want to write a book by the end of 2018. Let's say you'd say that. I want to have a book written by the end of 2018. Okay, that gives you something to aim for. It's not very specific yet, but you're affirming your goal and you're saying, I need to move forward in getting my book written. So you have to know where you're headed. You have to know the final outcome. I want to have a book written and published by the end of 2018. Okay? So you have to reaffirm it. You have to know where you're headed. You have to know what the end game is going to be. Then once you do that, I have a little piece of advice. Don't give up. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your dreams, because your dreams can be made a reality. Your dreams can be realized. Your dreams can be fulfilled. When I set out to write my first book, I thought it was going to be a different novel. I was writing a novel which thankfully will never see the light of day. It was I was wanting to jump on the bandwagon of end times novels, and I had close to 200 pages written in this novel, and I was nowhere near where I needed to be. It just felt clunky. It was a fun action story, but it just didn't feel right. It just didn't feel like it was going anywhere. So I abandoned that, and I started writing another short story that was actually going to be just for my family. I started writing a book called The Snow Globe, and it was going to be a one-page story. One page turned into two. Two pages turned into 10. 10 pages turned into 50 pages. 50 pages turned into 110 pages. And so I ended up with 110-page, 22,000, well, close to 25,000-word novella. And I said, wow, I wasn't expecting that. And I ended up writing that book over the course of a four-week period of time. I wrote that book in 4 weeks. I sat down and I wrote about 5,000 words. 5,000 to 6,000 words a week. And I ended up with this novel, or novella, I should say, called Divine Providence. And I started writing that book in 2008. I didn't get it published until 2010. So because what happened was, I had this idea, I had the book written, and then I gave up on my dream. I thought, well, I have it written. I'd like to do it someday, but I just don't know what I'm supposed to do now. And so I just kind of gave up on my dream. Well, the thing is, if you give up on your dream, it's not going to become a reality. But if you hang on to it and you keep moving forward, you keep pressing on, it's going to become a reality. And that's why I mentioned earlier, we have to keep our goals at the forefront of our mind. We have to reaffirm our goals, and we have to know where we're headed. Because if we fail in that vision and we fail in that idea that we're moving towards, our dreams are going to sit and collect dust on a shelf. And so what do we have to do then? So we know that, let's say your dream, we're going to go back to my book analogy again. We know, let's say your dream is, I want to have a book written and published by the end of 2018. So that is a little over a year and a half from now. Plenty of time, right? Well, I want to tell you, a year and a half goes by incredibly fast. I thought I would have some stuff done now in June. And I haven't even started some of the projects that I wanted to do. So I knew where I wanted to head, and I knew, okay, these are some of the things I want to do in 2017. It's now halfway through 2017, and I haven't done anything yet. At least not very much. So I'm already failing in some of the stuff that I've said I was going to do. And so I've been kicking myself saying, oh, geez, Jason, how can you tell people to get their stuff done when you're not getting any of your stuff done? Jason, you're procrastinating. Okay, am I really talking in the third person? Stop it. That's just not cool. Okay, what was I saying? I don't even know what I was saying. Oh yeah, if you don't know where you're headed, you're not going to get there. And so I was giving up on my dreams. I was kind of just letting things sit on the shelf and just kind of not even simmer there. They were just collecting dust. So what we need to do, and this is the most important part about goal creating. This is the most important part about remaining focused when you have no motivation, because it's so easy to be tired. It's so easy to say, oh, I just came off of a hard week worth of work. I don't want to have to do any more work over the weekend. Or I just had a hard day at work and I don't want to have to come home, not only take care of the kids and spend some time with my spouse and then sit down and actually do some writing, or sit down and actually do some online work, or sit down and grow my business. You have no motivation. So if you want to stay focused and have the motivation to get things done when you have no motivation to get things done, you have to set specific calendar-related goals. We have to take our calendar and we have to say, okay, if I want to have a book published by December 31st, 2018, so a year and a half from now, I need to have the first draft of my book written by August. I have to have the first draft of my book written by August. And then I have to have the second draft of my book done by December 31st. So that gives you 4 months, really, to do the second draft, because it takes more work to do a second draft than it does the first draft. First draft, it's called throwing up onto the paper, and you just kind of throw it all up and see what sticks. So we know that December 31st of 2017, you have your second draft done. Then you take the next 2 months and you tighten it up further and you get your third draft. And so you set a goal by the end of February, I want to have my third draft done. Then you send it to an editor, and your editor will get it back to you in probably 2 to 6 weeks. Once you get it back, you have a short amount of time to get it edited and sent back to the editor for one last final look through. Once your book is given back to you, then you got to get it typeset. You have to get a cover done. You have to buy your ISBN. And I'm not going to go through how all of that is done right now. That's going to be another episode. But then you got to start your marketing, and then you have to start your pre-sales. But you can't do that unless you set specific calendar-related goals. So let's say by August 31st, you have your first draft done. December 31st, your second draft done. February 28th, your third draft done. And then let's say by mid-April, you know you're going to get your book back from the editor. You take the next 2 to 4 weeks, maybe 2 weeks, and you set a calendar goal of 4 weeks, and you say, okay, I'm going to get it to back to my editor by mid-May. So now you're approaching halfway through your year. So then you set a calendar date of, let's say, I need to have it to a typesetter by July 1. So you get it to a typesetter. They take 2 to 3 weeks to get that done. You get it back by mid-July. You get your galley copies, and then you start your marketing campaign. And then you can have your book ready to go within the next 5 months. And so you have to set specific calendar-related goals. Because if you don't put it on a calendar saying, I'm going to have this project done by this time, it's never going to happen. And I think that's what I've run into personally. I've had these ideas. I wanted to have an e-course done and published and ready for sale on my website. And I dabbled with it, and I haven't done anything with it. I've not recorded any audio. I've not recorded any video. I've done nothing. And the main reason, I've not made it a priority. I've not put it on my calendar. And therefore, I have lacked the motivation. Because the goal is, if you put it on the calendar and you know this is the deadline when it has to be done, it's going to give you the motivation to get it done. And you may be working up until midnight the day it's due. Or you may be working until 11:59 even on the day it's due. But you're going to be working hard to get that project done. And a calendar is actually going to motivate you when you have no motivation. And the other thing a calendar is going to do, it's going to give you the work-life balance that you need. You know, it feels like a dream and it's a myth to some people, but it can be achieved, but you just have to schedule your life around the things that are important to you. You have to schedule the important things of your life, and you have to say, this is when I'm going to do that. This is when this is going to happen. And so one of the things that I did, I created an ideal work week. And I said, these are the times that I'm going to spend time with my family, and these are the times I'm going to do my work. And these are the times that I'm not going to do any work, because these are date nights with my wife, or this is family time. And so I take moments of life and I say, these are important to me. I'm going to schedule into my day my family time. I'm going to schedule into my day the things I need to get done, because that is what's going to create the work-life balance. It's getting things done. It's actually scheduling things out. And so if we want to see ourselves succeed in life, we have to take a seat. We have to think it through. We have to take our dreams, and we have to schedule them out. And then here's the cool part. Once you do all of that, and let's say December 31st, 2018 comes, a year and a half from now, your book is published, you are now a bestseller on Amazon, reward yourself. Reward yourself for the little victories that you have in life. If we take the time and we reward ourselves, it's going to give us the gumption, and it's going to give us the tenacity and the motivation to keep moving forward and getting that next project done. Because if we don't reward ourselves, we consider it only work. And you don't want to have your life be looking at your life and saying, all I do is work. You want to look at your life and say, I am making an indent in society. I'm making a difference in people's life. I am making a difference with the work that I create. And if we can take that moment and reward ourselves for our progress, we're going to have the motivation for tomorrow. We're going to have the motivation to create that next plan and keep pressing forward, even when we don't have the motivation to do so. Well, my friends, I hope that today's podcast has been so enlightening to you. I hope it's been something that you've been needing in your life. I wanted it to be encouraging. I wanted you to keep moving forward when you feel like you have no motivation. I want you to create that work-life balance, because when push comes to shove, we don't feel we have the strength to get it done. But if we peel back the self-doubt in our lives, we can create something that is worthwhile. Well, my friends, you can find the full show notes over at jbsism.com/104. Well, my friends, God bless. Have a great week. I'll see you next week here at jbsism.com. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.